Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. This is Doing Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian. That's Luke over there. I'm in Waukesha. He's in Madison. Madison is listening to us on 1580 AM as well as 92.7 FM. That's Devil Radio. You can check us out on the Devil Radio app. Found it wherever fine apps are sold. You can also, or actually this one's free. You can check it out and download it anytime. Also in Waukesha, we're on 540 AM as well as 101 FM, The Shaw. And, you know, I'm continuing the theme because the first two songs had this, had the word here in it. And since I was there and now I'm here, the Stable Sisters are going to take us there. And right now I want to take you right to the phones where our guest is waiting patiently.
We got a nice little sneak peek at the way that Brian's brain works for selecting the music. But yes, we are now joined by the phone on the phones by our friend Sean Fedaplace of Main Street Alliance. Sean, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm great. How are the two of you doing?
It's a Tuesday, and we're getting through it. So there's a number of headlines that we're diving into. And one of the ones I saw first this morning kind of got Brian and I on the same page, and we wanted to have you join us on the air. Because on Monday and last week, we got some updates from a candidate for governor, a gubernatorial candidate in the Republican primary, stating that small business is being affected poorly by the policies of the current administration, Democratic Governor Tony Evers, saying that it's a bad small business environment, and the event was done in concert with Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. And so that's what I'm hearing. It's really bad for small businesses. Evers and his administration aren't necessarily doing all that can be done for small businesses. And then I get a little bit of whiplash because I read a story this morning from Wisconsin Public Radio that says the Evers administration has delivered more than $34 million to small businesses here in the state of Wisconsin, to more than 3,400 businesses across the state. And this isn't just Madison and Milwaukee. I'm talking all over the place. This isn't just in Democratic strongholds. This is small businesses around the state are getting support. So can you help me? Where's the disconnect between the reality that the candidate for governor, Rebecca Clayfish, is living in and where we are here reading these headlines?
So for those of us in the reality-based world, you know, we see that and the major bounce back grants. So these were done under the leadership of Governor Evers and the Department of Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. They provided $10,000 grants to businesses taking over a storefront or expanding. And it's the goal of the program was really to help to revitalize downtowns that were negatively impacted both by COVID, but then also just like there's been a lot of hollowing out of our main streets across the state because of bad policy supported by groups like WMC and the Tavern League. And I have to say, it was really kind of funny and eye-opening to see, you know, WMC and Tavern not really talking too much about what they were doing to support their own members last week as they were posting on social media photo ops with Rebecca Clayfish. But they were talking about how they want her to win. And the reason why they want her to win is because they get special treatment. And, you know, the Tavern League really represents the distributors. And they really want special treatment, and they have received it for years from especially Republican lawmakers. And then Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce Association, the manufacturers, the large manufacturers, the polluting manufacturers, they've gotten special treatment too. And so, you know, when Rebecca Clayfish is up there talking about being with the Tavern League and being with WMC advocating for small business, it's a lie. Those organizations do not represent small business owners. And so over the course of the last, you know, several months, at 3,600 small businesses all across the state have received $10,000 grants to help them expand and whatnot. And then there's actually still enough money to support another 1,400 or so for a total of 5,000 businesses across the state who receive that. Not only that, but there's already been over $500 million spent in supporting Main Street small businesses all across Wisconsin. So you can make a strong argument that Governor Evers is the most pro-small business governor in our state's history. And on a per capita basis, the state of Wisconsin has spent more supporting small business than any other state in the country. So I don't really know. I mean, I know that the Tavern League's against marijuana legalization. I was going to say, I don't know what they're smoking. Maybe it's what they're drinking, but they really are just making up falsehoods for political gain and for no other reason.
Yeah, and I guess where the problem comes is, and Luke pointed this out to me earlier, like this weekend I went to a party with a bunch of dads around the community, the basketball team. It doesn't really matter. The point is that a bunch of them found out that I was a liberal talk show host, and they seemed not as, I don't know, informed about that. And they're the kind of folks who might tell you that Evers is killing small businesses. But we both know the reality is differently. And I ask you, as a person who actually, I see you out all the time talking to actual small business owners and people in the communities where they are, not only them, but their customers. How do we talk, the people who are listening right now, how do we talk to the people who are, I don't know, for lack of a better term, zombified with the rhetoric that oh, Evers is a bad, small business governor. How do we actually have those conversations, and have you had any of those conversations?
I have, and I would say that if you Google Badger Bounce Back, there is a state website that's been set up specifically to both show what's been done already to support small business, and it's attractive and easy to navigate and does a good job really demonstrating how much support's been given, but also what's still available in easily understandable terms for folks who maybe are busy running a small business. They don't have a lot of time to necessarily look super in-depth on stuff, and so they're trying to make it as accessible as possible as well. So I would definitely encourage folks to share that website, Badger Bounce Back, and I'll send the link over as well. And I would say as well, just like getting out there into the community, talking with people one-on-one about the reality of what is happening. And, you know, I've been out here in Western Wisconsin. I come to you live from the side of Highway 14, somewhere between Richland Center and Madison. And I was up in La Crosse and Viroqua for the past several days. And there are a ton of businesses in both those downtowns that benefited directly from that are now open because of that. And so for us, it's about making sure that those businesses that benefited, that they tell that story. And they tell the story about why that's so important. And they tell that story about how it's helped their business and helped their staff and helped their communities. And I think that for us, you know, we're doing that because it's important. If we're going to have good policy in Wisconsin, it's important for folks to know what's working. And so we're going to work very closely with those businesses to help tell that story over the course of the next year and into the future, so we have better policy at the state level. So when you're out there, you know, having a beer with some of those other dads, you know, you can really tell them the facts about what's really happening and why that's important. And I also think, frankly, groups like WMC Tavern, they've had a stranglehold in terms of, and have pushed out propaganda for years, and it's going to take a movement of small business owners all across the state to really help to counteract that.
Yeah, absolutely. Because that's the hard part, is to break through some of those narratives that are being told. And that's what Brian and I try to do here on Dueling Tangents, is we know that a lot of this is about narrative. And it's baffling to me that you see research being done at the national level. So kind of leaving Wisconsin here. But when Americans are polled, they believe that jobs were lost over the last year, rather than the reality that the Biden administration has actually created 7 million jobs in the last year. And so some of those disconnects are really hard, like square pegs to circle sometimes, when people just aren't necessarily privy to the information that is the reality, like we're talking about. You, Sean, are on the ground going and talking to these small businesses. And I think it's those conversations that are the most important. That's why Brian and I are going to keep talking about stories like this, because we're getting the information out there that I think is important. And so the fact that we do have more than $34 million delivered to small businesses here in the state of Wisconsin alone through the Evers administration, and it's important to note that funding was made possible through Democrats in Congress. No Republicans signed off on the American Rescue Plan, which I believe this is where all of the funding's coming from. So without it's Democrats in Congress that made this possible, and it's the Evers administration that made this possible for more than 3,600 businesses to receive these bounce back grants, and that's just huge.
If Ron Johnson had his way, nobody would have.
Yeah, I mean, Ron Johnson's too busy, you know, passing tax loopholes for his own nonprofit as opposed to small business. It was really funny. Last night I saw Eric Bott from Americans for Prosperity, who's also one of my least favorite people lobbying here in Madison. And he works for the Koch brothers. That's who pays his bills. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about, focus on the fact that we're not doing more for small business, and that, and then he was also pushing back against, some of the narrative that groups like Opportunity Wisconsin have been putting out, talking about how Ron Johnson, did his own loophole for himself. And he said, no, this helped support local small businesses. This helped to benefit them through the Trump tax cuts. And, if you just Google the specific provision that he was talking about, there was an economic study that the overwhelming majority of the support from that tax loophole went to the very, very wealthy. So he's not being honest. WMC is not being honest. WRA is not being honest. All these organizations are lying to the people of our state. And so I think, again, it's important for folks to get involved, to join Main Street Alliance. MainStreetAlliance.org is where folks can do that. And I'm excited to say we're going to be doing a few different things. In May, we have what's called May Small Business Month, where we're going to be meeting with our elected officials all across the state, both our federal and state elected officials, to focus on getting access to affordable health care, making sure that people can get paid leave, and also make sure we have a tax code that doesn't benefit the very wealthy at the expense of small business. And so we'll be doing that action, which folks can learn more about on our website. And then from May until November, we're going to be working to get out there into all the meat raffles and town halls and random
meat raffles
that the candidates are having to talk with them about these issues and really make our voices heard.
Absolutely. Okay, and real quick, we only got a couple minutes left here in the segment, Sean, but some of the other breaking news here in the state of Wisconsin. We've got a Waukesha County judge ruling in favor of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, saying that the state DNR doesn't have the authority through spill laws to regulate PFAS or forever chemicals. I don't know if Main Street Alliance has specifically a platform position on PFAS, Do you have any idea why Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce believes that the fact that businesses should be able to pollute whatever they want without accountability is good for the business community?
Is this an advantage for small businesses now allowed to, are they now allowed to dump? Does this now free them up to be able to be free? Finally, they can dump in the lake.
Yeah. So I would say for the same reason that the Tavern League fights stricter drunk driving laws, because they don't want people to not be able to get themselves drunk at the taverns that they represent. I would say WMC doesn't want regulation of PFAS because they don't want their members to be burdened with the requirement to not poison people. And it's really just very extremely short-sighted. I mean, it almost seems like, the stereotype that people think of when they see, when they think of large corporations and just, not caring about their communities. I was just in La Crosse for a training, and French Island, which is a part of La Crosse, had mm-hmm. PFAS contamination, and there's still people there who are having to drink with bottled water because of that contamination. And it is absolutely just mind-boggling that organizations like WMC actively try to stop the regulation of forever chemicals that can do bad bodily damage to folks in these communities. Our organization believes that things like that should be regulated because, frankly, if people aren't able to live and thrive in these communities, then, that impacts small business as well. And so it's just really disappointing to see a judge from Waukesha County make that decision
for the entire state.
Yeah, Sean, it really is really disappointing.
We really appreciate you joining us. It is a disappointing ruling, but it's great to know that Main Street Alliance is out there actually showing and demonstrating how small businesses can be represented in the advocacy. One more time, just a couple of seconds here. Can you plug the website? How can our listeners learn more about the work you're doing?
Go to MainStreetAlliance.org to sign up, become a member. And just one last thing, Chef Dave Heide, which is named the Small Business Administration Small Business of the Year. He's at Liliana's and Little John's right here in Madison, and just want to shout out him for all the good work he's doing in the community.
Fantastic.
MainStreetAlliance.org.
We appreciate it, Sean. We'll be back right.